Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. Perfection is a word that makes most of us shudder, doesn't it? Because we're so well aware that we fall very far short of it. But the danger with that kind of response is that we give up even trying. We accept reluctantly we are the people that we are, and everybody else just has to get on with it. I've heard people say that they have a bad temper because that's exactly how their father used to be, or they blame their impatience on their bad back. Paul fully acknowledged that he'd a long way to go on the road to perfection, but he was determined not to excuse his shortcomings. Wonderfully, God accepts us just the way we are, but he loves us so much that he doesn't want us to stay as we are. He longs that we should change and take steps towards perfection. Voltaire once said, "Perfection is attained by slow degrees. It requires the hand of time." I find that helpful, but he missed out on the vital factor of Christian faith. By ourselves, we'll never make much progress. But when we commit ourselves to Christ, we discover that, as Paul says, the very reason that he took hold of our lives was to make us perfect. And that's the reason why Paul was so determined to put all his energies into making progress. Like a runner who's always checking their times to ensure that they're making good progress, so too Paul was focusing on becoming everything that Christ wanted him to be. That's our challenge today. We aren't perfect, but we must strive each day in the strength that God gives us to become more fully the people Christ wants us to be. So let me ask you a really important question. What progress are you making towards perfection? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you lovingly accept us just the way we are, and that you love us so much that you want us to change each day. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.
Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.